Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be doing healings this evening. So that'll probably start in about 5 minutes from now. So as usual, we do an emotional clearing for everybody. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And the flip side of that would be a feeling body. So we'll do that one also. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And for people in their heads a lot, we'll do a mental body clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, everyone. So we'll see if our co-host is out there in cyberspace. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I sure am, and hello and welcome, everyone. So tonight, as Ron said, is a night of healing, and it's very easy to participate. If you're interested, all you have to do is basically be here, sit back, relax, and enjoy the healing energies from the Creation Light Ship. And to get started, it would be wonderful if everyone could actually bring up on their monitor screen the beautiful picture of the light being from the Creation Light Ship, and you'll find that on the Creation Light Ship page. So you can just click on Creation Light Ship on any of the time slots on the BBS schedule page, and then scroll down a bit, and you'll see a beautiful picture of the light being that was actually drawn by an artist who is also a seer when they were visiting the light ship, and this light being allowed their portrait to be painted. So what Ron does is actually bring in the energy of different light beings from the light ship through the picture. And as that energy is comes through and as that becomes more and more activated, you can actually watch as it changes before your eyes. So that would be a wonderful thing to do right now, Ron, while everybody's kind of coming on and before we go to the light ship.
Hey, so bring the light being up on your monitor screen. And we'll bring in one of the female energies here. And here we go. So I use the word stronger to command the energy, or I normally count to 10. So we use stronger right now. So here we go. Watch your monitor screen here. Watch the light beam. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, so we'll just talk briefly about the healing tonight as we'll be going to the light ship in a few minutes here. So you will be on the light ship in physical body form. This is not just your spirit, it's your spirit and your body leaving. Remember, we're in a time-based reality here, and since we're in a time-based reality, the light ship takes us out of it to do healings on us. So we go up to the light ship and get transported there, we'll say. And you will feel the energy shift around you as you're on the light ship, as you go up and as you come back. But when you're there, you want to request healings because the light only sees you in the present moment, and each moment is like a new experience for them to see you. And so they don't necessarily hang on to past information about you. So you want to request your healing because they only work in the now. Remember, if they worked elsewhere and not in the now, then they'd be judging you and be holding judgment, and the light does not work that way. So that's one reason why you want to request your healing. So here we go. Going up to the light ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're there now. And naturally, if you want to bring any animals or pets up, you can do so. Just think of them now. And this portion of this BBS program on Saturday night, when we're on the light ship, will not work on the archives. So here we go. But you will feel the energy. So let's go into the first room. And this first room is where we're talking with the particular light beings. They're telling us what they have found wrong with us through body scans that they have done on us, checking out our DNA and our RNA, our past history of our body genetics. And so we're at free choice to select different doctor teams. Each team normally is 3 doctors. And these are light beings. They may show up to you as physical forms, but they have not left the light ship yet. When they do, then they're going to be like yourself, out to experience light, and they will almost always, normally, never return back to the light ship. So they're here now to help all sentient beings, all beings of consciousness in ascension, which will be happening shortly during what I call the universal shift, when the whole universe of light is turned off. And then it starts over again. This is the way they can get rid of the darkness out of the creation of light. So here we go. We're going into a healing room here. And this is where the hot tubs are. So again, you want to request your healing. And this is a room for body detoxification. You might feel your body temperature changing slightly during this process. If you wish it to be a little warmer, you can ask that. If you want it to be cooler, then also ask that too. And we're in a gel, which is a silver-colored gel right now. There's many colors there, but we're in silver at this particular moment. We're going into another room. We can go into many rooms at one time, and I can only see normally just one room. So this room has the swans in it, and we're in the water that the swans swim in, and we're actually having healings now with the swans, and we can communicate with them. So again, request your healing. We're going now to another location, which is a pain release room, and we're bringing that energy to us here so you can experience that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so request healing. Let's go into a room where they work with our muscles in our body. And they'll also work starting with our neck on the way down. So again, request healing. So here comes this energy for our vertebrae, our spine, skeleton. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just put some music on here for you to just experience this wonderful healing energy. And again, remember, you have to request healing because the light only works in the present now. And a lot of people love having the different types of oxygen from the light ship. So So we'll bring in through one of the oxygen chambers here that we're in right now. We'll bring in oxygen number 51. So here comes 51. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Just inhale, exhale a few times. And you may actually feel the taste in your mouth with the new different oxygen here. We'll do probably about four or five of these here. Each one has their own particular quality of healing for you. Okay, here's number 17 coming. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and here it is. Number 2 oxygen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might feel the oxygen going to different locations in your body. Remember, it's up to you to request healing. The light always sees you in pure divine perfection. It does not judge you. Need to request your healing to go from one state of perfection to the next. And another option is going to be coming our way here, number 79. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Making a special oxygen for us here, number 82, and this will work for our adrenal system here, so adrenaline. So here we go. Do you have any concerns there? Here comes number 82. This is just for tonight. These are all different numbers that they're selecting, and they may not be the same from show to show if I use the same numbers. Remember, they're in the present moment. So here comes number 82 for us. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Another room. This is called the centrifuge room. This is helping us to release negative habit patterns, addictions, mind thoughts, and physical conditions. So there's quite a few things. It's a room that's all silver, and the room spins. So if you happen to see the glimpse of silver around you, that's what it is. And it will spin, rotate at the frequency melody or situation or thought form that needs to be released. And if you're able to actually see, you can actually see this energy leave you slowly like a cloud going into the silver panels of the light ship. So to do this, we bring in the energy of lack. And the lack energy, if this is the first time that you're doing this, may feel a little heavy for you. And then after maybe a minute, it'll start to lighten up. Because the whack energy is what's used to bring forth everything that's not of the light. So here comes the whack energy. Think of what you want to release. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're going to another location on the light ship. We're going to be in all these same rooms still here. Just because I'm not talking about them doesn't mean that we're not in them. So if you want to keep requesting healing in a certain room, by all means, go ahead. Next room we're going into is where the golden whales are. And here comes the golden whale energy. We're going to be swimming with the whales. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll bring in more of that energy of the golden whale. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, go into another room. This is the room where they have the beautiful waterfall with all the different colors. So here we are in this room. We have a nice, beautiful shower. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Request your healing, and the light only works in the now. We'll go into another location, and let's go on to the room where they have the butterflies. Very beautiful room. They're very large. So here comes the butterflies. So I'll count to 10 again to bring the energy to us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the next room we'll go into is where they have the large polar bears. Remember, most of these healing energies are in groups of three. So here comes three polar bears, and here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Panda bears, that just came on the fast chat. Well, that'll be a first time, so here we go. Let's go see the panda bears. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may want to drink some water. So if you have some water nearby, we'll charge it up for you with the silver energy for mouthwash or physical healing for internal organs. So if you do have a glass of water, get it in the next minute here. As we do on our conference calls like we're having tomorrow, an 8-hour call, we do many, many of these here. We do normally around 3 glasses of water an hour. A treat for everybody to have a water charge here. So take the glass of water, put your hands below the water level in the glass, and coming to us are the dolphins. They're going to charge the water up for us here. So here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And we'll go to another location too here. You may feel the energy of the dolphin going through your body right now. Remember, this is all heart energy. And then we'll go into the room where we have trees. This is beautiful tree energies. They're very large in diameter, probably 50 feet or so. Very, very tall. So if you like hugging trees, this is the room to do it in. So here comes the tree energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, your water is completed now, so this you can use for mouthwash if you wish. You can gargle with it, or you can drink it. Your choice, but it'll only work for today. And don't add anything to it. And let's go on to one of the final rooms here. This is the room where the mermaids are in the large pool of water. Here we go. So we're in this room now. Here comes the mermaids to us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. One final room before we come back. This is what we call the penthouse. This is on the very top of the light shift. So it's in a whole different location than the healing room. So we're going there right now, being escorted by the light beams. And we're like in a large bubble. And we can look up and see the stars. Now these are the stars that were created by the light. And they look much different than the stars that we see here. That's on our planet, which is probably artificial intelligent stars, okay? So what we're seeing may not be real, okay? But I won't get into that too much here because of the different parallel lives that people go into and stuff. Only thing that you know that's real is when you close your eyes here. So here we go. Here's the beautiful stars. They can do healing on you, so again, request healing. And we'll bring the energy to you from the stars of light. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Star energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so hopefully we have some seers out there, not we have some feelers, and all the healings that you've had tonight is between you and the light beam doctors on the creation light shift. So this is who is doing the healings for you. So we're getting ready to come back here. We're joined now with our animals and pets that we brought along. And coming back down, I'll count to five. We'll be back here. You're going to feel the energy shift around you. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're back here. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace or on the light ship?
Oh, I was really enjoying that beautiful penthouse and those wonderful stars and all the healing rooms. That was very wonderful. We have some lovely comments, too, on the fast chat from Shiva. Yes, I feel wonderful with these healings in the light ship. And Marie said that water, the activated water went down so fast, couldn't save it for the gargle. So, yeah, it tasted really good. Really nice. And some of you know this, but maybe others don't. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. It's www.creationlightship.com. And there is a special page where you can have the divine water activations done anytime that you'd like. I believe you can go on and just do a single glass if that's what you want. Or you can sign up for unlimited usage throughout the month so that you can activate water whenever you want to for whatever you need at that specific time. And I believe that there's a whole drop-down menu there where you can select different types of energy that you might want to be in the water for specific types of healing. And it's all done through the light being there, and it's just a really life-changing to drink that activated water all the time. And another way to take advantage of that is to get on to the conference calls that Ron does. For example, he does one every Wednesday. And correct me if I'm wrong, I believe, Ron, it's $20 a call, is it?
And the one on Wednesday is $30.
$30, okay.
The other ones are $20, Mondays and Fridays.
Okay, and then it's an hour of light ship healing and seven containers of water activated so that you have water for the entire upcoming week that's activated just for your body and what it needs on each one of those days. So it's a wonderful thing to treat yourself with for your healing process.
Just so, before the BBS program on Wednesday, so...
Yeah, and then also on the once-a-month Ascension Preparation healing call, which is a wonderful four-hour call of 3 hours of going to the different rooms for healing, like some of the rooms we just went to, but also various things that the light beings do to help prepare our bodies for Ascension. And then an hour, I think the last hour of the call is activating seven containers of water for the upcoming week, which is a really incredible experience. It's very healing. You haven't really talked about that, but it seems like as you're receiving that activated water, you're also receiving healings at the same time. Is that true?
Yeah, when you get on the Wednesday call, what you have is seven containers of water. A lot of people... I believe they're probably getting a half a gallon to a gallon of water because your body will normally drink more than what you're used to and because it has healing properties. So each day is designed specially just for you for that particular day, and the light beings that charge the water for you on that particular Wednesday, and this works from Thursday on to the following Wednesday, those light beings are with you each day to recharge your water for you also as you hold the container and you pour it into your glass. So you can have the water actually physically change throughout the day by the light beings, because remember, every moment in time is different. And this is why activations of pendants that people normally buy at, say, expos and things, normally you do not hold their charge for very long because you're changing. As you change your consciousness, the pendant, you might grow into it, and you won't need that energy any longer. But so you may be wearing a dead pendant, you know, in a sense. When you go into the light infusion chamber, if you do have a pendant on, it will be neutralized. And we'll be going to Los Angeles with the chamber. Remember, it'll be filled full of love energy. So if you bought something from somebody and you spent a lot of money for a certain activation in it, and it could be attached to the darkness, it will become neutralized for you. And I've had people come in and they had maybe maybe a ring on, and the ring didn't feel too good on their finger, maybe a wedding ring or something, and then they go into the chamber and they come out and they go, well, this ring feels great again. Well, it's because it got love energy put into it. Maybe the negative vibes of the person's lady friend or husband or, was giving them negative energy and courting them through that ring. That happens a lot. In fact, I won't go into that. I guess I could. Back in New York, I believe it was, a person came up to me, and that similar thing happened. He just got married. And somehow we got talking about his ring. I don't know what happened, but in fact, I think I used a pendulum. For some reason, somebody wanted me to check this person's handout or something, and I'm checking out this here was when I was on the square in Central Park, I believe. I could be wrong. Union Park, I think is what it was, in New York, and we're doing healings on the street. And a gentleman came out to me who just got married about 2 weeks earlier. So I asked him if I could check his body energy with the pendulum, which is what I did to show people that this actually works through healing. So I get to his ring finger hand, and there's no energy there. And I go, wow, that's really strange. So I saw his ring. I go, why don't you take your ring off? So he takes off his ring, and all of a sudden all the energy came onto his palm chakra. And I go, boy, I don't know what's happening, but this ring that you have is sucking your energy out of you. And he goes, well, I just got married a couple weeks earlier or something, and you think I should not be married? And I said, well, that's your choice, But it was kind of funny. And then he put it back on again, and there's no energy in his palm chakra. And maybe some people listening actually saw that happen before their eyes here, because I have a lot of people on the BBS program from New York. So that was quite interesting. And for him, it was quite awakening because, who knows? But anyway, it's quite something. So the energies in the light chamber, you will have whatever you're wearing, including your clothing and yourself, turn into love energy, which is non-judgmental energy. So this is what happens. So I just thought I'd bring that out. But we're going to be in Los Angeles next weekend here at the Conscious Life Expo, booth number 308. And I have a workshop and a lecture on Friday, so I hope to see everybody there. If you're going to be in the L.A. area, I'd love to be able to see all of you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, you mentioned the love energy and the pure love energy that's in the light chip and in the light infusion chamber. And can you talk a little bit, Ron, about how that's different from what we associate with here as far as love energy goes and more of the emotional kind, and how it is that the light beings always see you in non-judgment?
Yes, that is correct. So the some people maybe have heartache problems and they're afraid to go into their heart energy. Afraid to talk to their spirit because they're used to emotional love energy, which is in duality, okay? So we'll do a little sample here. So we're going to give you the standard energy that everybody has when you think of relationship love energy. So what I'll do is bring in this is if you like this, okay? Remember, we have basically three energies. We have negative emotional love energy, okay, which we'll just say is a bad relationship with someone. And then we have a positive one, and then we have a neutral one. So I'll just bring in the negative first, and I'll bring in the positive. So you can actually feel the physical, remember, this is the light of the darkness energies connecting to you through the planets and your mindset, because you're living time here, okay? And so this time-based energy is what you're feeling. And then I'll bring in, after these two, I will bring in the light energy, which is non-judgmental of love. There will be a big difference. So here we go. So I don't want to stress anybody out by bringing in a negative energy of a bad relationship, but it's up to you if you wish to feel this, and you can say stop if it gets to be too heavy for you. So here we go. And most people are probably not wanting to experience this, but it's nice to experience, because you kind of get your feet wet and knowing what it's like. We probably all have had the negative ones. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So for myself, what I'm feeling is a lot of pressure on my heart center. I feel like I don't like myself that well. I feel pressure, a lot of pressure, which could be heartache, okay? That's kind of how I would interpret this here. And this I'm getting from all of you people out there. Now we're going to get rid of that energy. So I'll count to 10 to get it out of us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, yeah, I see. Stop in there, done that. Yeah, we've been there. So let's bring in a positive energy. So this is the Earth-style positive love energy. Typically, this is going to be when you first meet somebody and you fall head over heels in love, okay? So everybody should be smiling right now. Maybe they have to look back, 30 years in their life to find that, but here we go. Or maybe somebody just fell in love and they're very happy right now. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should have a big smile on your face now. You might even have brought up a person's face where this pure love energy came to you, and you feel happy. So just don't go into the relationship. Just feel that innocence of love. This is what you should be feeling now, and you should have a smile on your face, okay? Remember, you don't want to go any further past that, because it could be a bad relationship after that. So just kind of see it as what it is, okay? We'll take this energy away now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And my body's heating up. A lot of reaction to you out there, people. There's stuff going on. And now we're going to bring in the love energy from the light ship. And this is energy that's not in time. This energy allows you to be in love. There's no judgment there. It's what you call pure love energy. And this is source energy. Here it comes. Remember, the source does not judge any of its creations. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel pretty balanced. Hope I didn't put you through too much of an emotional roller coaster ride there. But remember, when you're in the moment, there's no emotional roller coaster ride. Only in the dark side, time-based reality of universal mind, collective consciousness, and also in your DNA. So right now you're in the present moment, so you should feel very nice. So bring in some more of the energy to balance you out. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we're bringing the energy of peace through the light being on your monitor screen. This will be very, very similar to the love energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll put some music on here so you can feel this wonderful energy here. So just kind of relax, feel the energy from the light chip. This is their peace energy. And you could even call it, when you're in the light chip energy, it's like discernment. You can still enjoy the energy, but you're not judging, but you do have discernment. On the website, we have a clearing for relationship, I believe, and also one for courting. So, and there's one also one for heartache. So if you are dealing with those issues from the light of the darkness here, from experiences, you may want to have those clearings. And those are whole life clearings. Going up and down in those emotions. I don't normally live there. So hopefully you're all feeling pretty balanced now. So back to you, Sylvia.
And it was quite something to experience, wasn't it? It was with the first one, just like you mentioned, I think that it felt like having a weight on your chest. And I would say, yeah, it felt very heavy. And also, it felt like it was almost kind of like having extra gravity, you know, pushing you toward the earth. And the and then, you know, when you have that pure divine love energy from the light ship, it's just so uplifting. And it's so great to feel the difference between the emotional kind of love and that pure love energy. It's really wonderful. Let's see, we have time for calls. If anybody wants to call, maybe you'd like to call in and share your experience of how you felt those three different types of energies. And the number for tonight is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So it'd be great to hear from you. Let's see, we have... I'll also just mention, we talked a little bit ago about the water activation, and also on the website, you can do activation for things besides your water. You can activate clothing, your rings, pendants, food, any kind of object that you want, and you can activate that with whatever energy that you would like to put in there. Could be for protection, it could be to help you stay heart-centered, or whatever it is that you need. And it's a wonderful thing that you can do every day to help keep yourself, just staying heart-centered and being well and, you know, doing whatever your creation is and keep that negativity out of your space. So let's see. We have a couple of requests, Ron. One is a sample of courting, I believe, but I think I just heard a beep. So do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. If you want to do the courting, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. So all different ways we can do courtings. Normally, we court people, or you court people, and then people court you. So we'll first do the courtings that you gave to other people. Remember, this takes away your life force energy. And also, it's a like a two-way street. So you're drawing energy, you know, from them to you. And also, since you're connected, you're giving them your energy, which you don't really realize. And so you could be living somebody else's energy life, we'll say, just by cording them. And what can also come across the cords? Do you have an idea, Sylvia?
Of what could come across the cords? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that people can, you know, put a lot of negative emotion. They can throw energy at you or suck energy from you. You know, it's definitely not like love energy. I think people are trying to, like, just use your physical body energy almost, like maybe from your heart or your organs, that kind of thing.
That's good. And the call we're doing tomorrow, the 8-hour call, actually helps you with this process, too, to take away cords. And so what can come across from people when you cord them is extraterrestrial parasites, worms, alien energies. And we'll do a sample of that here. And not to speak of, you know, shapeshifters, physical, emotional bodies of people. So once you connect to somebody energetically, you are, in a sense, living through them and everything else. So just because you're not physically in the same room, you could be across the globe here. Once you connect to somebody, you can be drawing these energies to you. Remember, energies are energies. And the only way you can get rid of it is to transform them, and the light helps you do that. Remember, your spirit probably is not powerful enough to get rid of these alien parasites. So let's do a cording release here. And then we'll do some samples that we're doing tomorrow on the extraterrestrial parasitic energies that are inside of our bodies living with us. And we are the host for them. So we opened the door and they all came flying in. So here we go. This is taking away the energy that you gave to someone else. So we'll just do the chakras. So sixth chakra, fifth chakra, fourth, third, second, and first. Energy is being returned back to you. So if your body jerked or you feel more energy coming into your body, tingles, etc., it's because you were losing life force. And now we're going to disconnect people who corded connected to you. So here we go. Sixth chakra, fifth chakra, their energy is being returned back to them. You're being disconnected. Fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. There we go. And now we'll get rid of some of the alien energies that could have been brought to you by somebody courting you. So here we go. The most common one is the octopus energy. So here we go. Just kind of focus now, if you would, on your rib cage. So here we go. So we're going to start taking away these tentacles here. So first one's released. Second release. This one's around your throat, around your neck. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, and eighth. And now we'll get rid of the body of this one here. So I'll count to 10 as the body gets released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now what about physical entities? Remember, that was extraterrestrial. Those are invisible. And they're brought to us by our wonderful Galactic Federation by allowing these energies to come to us. And also people who open up the stargates, who pray outside of themselves, who want to bring in energies to help the planet, we'll say. They have a good heart, we'll say, but they don't know what they're doing, thinking that they can interfere and connect with these alien energies to help us out here. And all they are is, for the most part, all negative energies. So here we go. These are ghost energies going to be released from you. So we're going to work on your head. So we're going to take away some energies that we would call a ghost, which is emotional bodies. And they can talk to you inside of your head. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll go down to your throat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it says, I missed the third chakra first time. So I got it marked off here. I'll do that again then. So this is cording. So 6th chakra, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. There we go. Okay. And more entities here. Let's go down our arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll go to the center part of our body, waist up to our neck. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy, not in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, if anybody has a physical problem, that will attract entities to them. So that's what you want to do, is get rid of those energies. It can cause you to have that same problem, in a sense. And go down to your waist now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And down your legs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bottom of your feet, ankles, foot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there we go. So I guess we'll have the caller come on if they're still there, or Sylvia, or both of you.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I was going to question you because actually that was very interesting. I guess I should share what I experienced. I didn't really want to go there, but I guess since I resisted it, it probably was not a good idea. So obviously there's something still there. And when Ron mentioned the cordings, it just worked out that now I see what it was. I still have cordings, and that makes a lot of sense why I couldn't speak my truth a lot of times. Because it was probably past relationships that made me, I've been working on the self-empowerment one, and that was one of the ones that have been, and I didn't even think of that, so that's going to be helpful to clear more. But what I really did ask on the fast chat was, if this was like, he answered about the sample for the relationship, this was just, that would be a part of this, right? You would need that as a whole life clearing if you felt anything. And then I was wondering, that innocence clearing you mentioned a long time ago, is that entail a bunch, we need to do all those other clearings before we would get to this? I mean, I know you haven't really created it yet, so.
I would assume you would need
a lot of those other clearings before you could get to that innocence clearing.
I would say so, probably, yes. Yeah. So that I'll have to put on the burner here to see if we can do an innocence clearing here.
But if the group did it, like we have do it on the intensive, couldn't it be done with that in mind, where you do a bunch of clearings at once for all of us in the group who really want this? Because a lot of us who have done the Master 4-in-1 could use this still. I mean, that's empowerment already.
A little more complicated than that. That's why
yeah,
I haven't put it up
like.
Yet. But we do have a new thing that will be posted here. And maybe within a day or two, I think, it'll be a negativity clearing. So we had a lot of people asking about a negativity clearing.
Okay.
And so what this is for is for people who maybe are giving you bad Scoobies. It'll be a whole life clearing, I believe. And, you may have felt good with your life, and then all of a sudden maybe somebody at your workplace is giving you negative vibes. So it'll be on there for that to clean you out of different negativities. So it's very similar to the Dark Side Practitioner clearing, but it will be slightly different. Both could be used probably almost interchangeably, but some people definitely want to work on negativity more than Dark Side Practitioner. So this is why we're putting this particular clearing up, because they know they are being slammed, we'll say, or whammied, slimed with negativity by someone, or maybe throughout their whole life. And so we'll have a box there where you can put in somebody's name, I believe, and also maybe the date. Maybe your life was doing great until 2 months ago, and you met somebody, and we did relationship clearings earlier here, basically with love energy, and maybe you thought your life was fine, and you fell in love, and then you got trashed, we'll say, heartache, and now the person that you broke up with, will say, is now sending you negative energy daily because they really want to be with you, or maybe they hate you. And so this clearing would be designed for that also. So this is why it's on there. So
it sounds very similar.
Back to you.
It sounds very similar to something else that you already have up there.
Yeah, it is
the
very.
The aura protection does that as well. It seems
yes,
like
and
that
you
to
could
me.
Do that also. That would help also. So we're
or
putting
even
it
the
on
harmonic
there.
Clearing as well, because even in art harmonics, I take that as negativity versus the real light. That's how I take it whenever I've done that one.
Yep.
And it just feels very similar.
Yep, it could, yes. It could be very similar. So it all depends how Spirit wants to guide you for these clearings, okay?
Got it.
I'm not saying that you need to have a negativity clearing, but just kind of see, you know, how it resonates with you.
Okay, thank you.
Because some people have certain mindsets, and they may not want to go into the other clearings, but this one here really rings the bell, you know, and they go, well, I got to have that clearing. So, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, and turn it over to you, Sylvia.
I was just noticing that my water that we had from the activation when we were earlier on the light ship is on my desk next to another glass of water. And the one that was activated is just full of thousands of tiny little bubbles, almost like little bubbles of light. They're so small, little tiny bubbles. And the other water is just perfectly clear. So it's very interesting. That's just the half that I hadn't got around to drinking yet, and I just noticed that. So it's amazing what happens with that water activation.
So we could go a little bit longer if you people want to hang on and do a little longer show, maybe another 15 minutes. Normally our time is up right now, but there's no show after us. Tonight. Maybe next week there will be. So if you want to hang in there, we can answer some more questions. I would like to do another water charging for everybody. That's kind of a special treat and a gift here. So everybody get another glass of water. And let's put in a water that will give you, well, since it's in the evening, a good night's rest, okay? So I don't know what you want to call it, sleepy time water or something. The light ship will help you out with that. Normally I'd probably give you life force, but you don't want to be awake for the whole night. Unless you just woke up and you have to go to work. So that's up to you. So you have a choice of a water that's going to give you restful sleep, which is probably what most people I think will be choosing to have. Or you could have life force energy water, which is a red water. So that's up to you. You need to specify that. So you do get your glass of water, and after we do the water charging, we will answer a few more questions if you wish to call in, or we'll check out the fast chat here. And I know for the people back east, it's getting close to 1 o'clock in the morning, but we will go a little bit longer tonight just because we can. So get your glass of water. And hold it between your hands beneath the water level. And here we go. Coming to us are the goldfish. Oh, this is very special. So here comes the goldfish energy, and I'll put some music on too for you. So here they come. So one, two, I'll do stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. It'll take about 2 minutes to charge up, and you may feel your body buzzing, tingling. Here we go. Remember, contact is all it takes to know your spirit. Sense of change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. That's from Van Halen. more of the goldfish energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. About a minute more to go. You have a choice of what you want to charge. You can use life force energy, which is red, and that's if you're going to work right now, we'll say. I think most people are going to want to have the, we'll call it sleepy time water. For a nice, peaceful sleep. Fish are here to charge your water for you. They work through your heart center. They feel the energy going down your arms into your glass of water. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Seconds here. Everybody. So enjoy your water. And I'll do another clearing here. And this will be for heartache. Since we did earlier on the show, we brought in the energy of maybe a negative relationship. I'll do a heartache clearing sample to help everybody out here in case it may have stirred up something here. So here we go. And if you wish to think of the person maybe that you had a problem with, just think of it right now, that person. It could even be an animal. So here we go. I'll count to 10. It'll help to balance you out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that should help you with heartache. Let's do a chakra alignment for everybody here. So tune into your sixth chakra. There we go. Balancing that. Fifth chakra. At the reposition that's inside of your body. Fourth chakra. Third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. There we go. Do an opening. So go to the heart center first. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going down below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. So I hope you all enjoyed the water. And if somebody wants to call in, we'll stay on for maybe another 5 minutes here. If not, I'll see if Sylvia wants to come on. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm here. That was wonderful, that water charging with the sleepy water. It was very, very relaxing. You know, it would be nice if we could do something we haven't done for a long time, and that is to help everyone be positioned properly in their body.
Well, that's very good. Okay, so I'll just talk about that briefly here. We know what a crash landing is. If you don't know what it is, this is when your body jerks. You get startled. It happens a lot if you watch children playing and a loud noise goes off around them and they jerk and jump. Okay, that means that their spirit jumped into their body. And that spirit coming into the body, when it energizes the body jerks. So it's not necessarily the body being afraid. It's the fact that you're having contact with your spirit. And so naturally, when you come in wrong, you're in wrong for a long time. You could be in wrong for your whole lifetime. So I'm going to take you out briefly here and put you back in properly. And so you could be upside down. You could be turned sideways to the left or to the right. Your spirit could be cut in half. All different things happen. I've seen, you name it, I've seen it. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to take you out. And coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you feel like your vision shifted momentarily. If you feel a little more, I guess the word would be centered, a little more conscious, maybe some aches and pains left you. Well, that was because your spirit was not in your body properly. So you're out doing something somewhere. Remember, you should not ever be out of your body. So when you were out and you came back in, your spirit came in improperly. And since it's in you now proper, you know, you are right this moment. But if you go out and come back in wrong, you know, that can happen too. But right now, everybody's corrected. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I had a question earlier when we were talking about the cording and what kinds of things can travel on the cords and that kind of thing. And my question is, it seems like in life a lot of times people's energy gets mixed up with other people's energy. In other words, like those thought forms that people are putting out all the time, or maybe like mind pictures, and somehow that energy gets in your space. And then you're starting to have, like, emotions and different things. And maybe you think it's you, but it's not really your stuff, but it's in your space. So is that coming through cordings, or does that just come from blending auric fields? Or how do we kind of get other people's stuff in our space, and how do we cleanse that or get rid of that so we can just be in our own energy?
Yeah, I would think the auric field protection that we have on the website would help you with that. Yes, just watching the media, you know, programs on TV, et cetera, that's an indication, too. As you get connected, you know, by listening to something, then you sort of follow and get mesmerized by the story script. And that gets activated by the implants in you that... could have wanted you to listen to the program anyway. And then from there, you kind of realize that, yeah, they're telling the truth, okay? Or I agree with this here. Or maybe I disagree. So whatever, you know, you're still being connected some way. And so that happens. So you are, in a sense, going through the mind-controlling process, and the media can and does do that to you. Oddly enough, just bringing this up to you people who are sports fans, I guess we're having the event on Sunday here, you know, the whatever it's called, I forgot the name of it. I'm not into sports here, but you all know what's coming up on Sunday. And I want everybody who's listening now to the BBS show, if you listen to the Super Bowl, that's what it is, I believe. If I'm wrong, correct me, please, somebody. But listen to the background cheers and noise that's in the audience as you listen to it on your speakers, on your TV. And you're going to find that it sounds the same. Interesting, okay? So food for thought, okay. So what's being told to you on a subliminal level? What are the aliens interjecting into all that noise, okay? Remember, it's just basically noise that you're listening to. And what are they doing to you? So, just food for thought. You might want to write it on a piece of paper. because this information, the implants in you may not want you to remember this here. Okay? So, food for thought for everybody. So I won't go any further than this here. But I guess the question was, what can you do for protection? Increase your life force energy. Cut the cords around you. It's really hard when somebody sends you a whammy because you really have a hard time, wondering where it's coming from and where it's going to connect to you. If you do have your auric field protection out, you know, then that's going to help you. You want to do that clearing, but you want to bring the aura to your body. Okay. So when you walk around people, if you have your aura that your body emits and it interferes with somebody else's aura, it's just like doing a handshake. So they're mixing their stuff with your stuff in your auric field, okay? So I call it a shrink wrap. Bring this energy of your auric field right to your body, and that will help you immensely. And if you know anybody in a hospital who's having a condition of any type of thing, normally they could be out of their body a little bit. The body doesn't know what's going on. It could be in fear. Definitely push that person's auric field into their body. Just say, okay, I'm going to command this energy to go into their body so that it's shrink-wrapped, and they will get well quicker. Otherwise, everybody who walks into that particular room, and this is including you if you're well, wherever you are, you know, at your job or whatever, you're interfering and walking into everybody else's aura, and it's going to stick to you. And somebody who is really negative, you're going to feel slimed. So if you have your body shrink-wrapped, then at that point, you're going to feel much better. So I hope I answered that question. Back to you, Sylvia, and we'll probably have to close down pretty quick here. I don't want to keep people up too late back in New York here.
All right. Well, let's see. Take up one more question here from the fast chat. This is from Love for All. Can you talk about what we are going through right now or what the Earth Spirit is going through right now?
Oh, okay. Yes, I can. The last week, Monday or Tuesday, the Earth Spirit was releasing from it this energy that was tangled up or twisted around, kind of like a mummy, okay, being wrapped up like in a mummy suit, okay? And this energy was an alien energy, and it had no life force to it. So when the light goes out to fight the darkness does create a life form, and it does have a frequency of its creation. So what was put around the Earth Spirit was, to me, looked like really thick cables, like you find maybe on a winch, or like you find that they create bridges out of where they do a big span. Just a lot of cables, we'll say, is how it looked to me. And it was wrapped around very, very tightly, multi-layered around the Earth Spirit, which was actually suffocating it. So it could not move. And being that it had no life force in it, it was a dead energy. Now remember, everything on this planet that dies, even if it looks dead to you, it does decay. And it does have a signature of life to it, so it can be dealt with, okay? It can be transformed. But when you have something that is an alien energy that does not have a life force signature to it, it's very hard to get rid of. So a lot of people on this planet, after the Earth Spirit started doing its own healing process, and it did bring in three other, three other Earth spirits from the light to, and I'm not using the words properly here, to assist it. So I'll just describe that. These energies were pure light energy that was larger than the Earth Spirit. Now, this is like a backup power source for the Earth Spirit. These energies, being in love, cannot project anything out of themselves to help battle the darkness, but they could help the Earth Spirit get recharged to get rid of this energy. And so people on the planet who is connected to the Earth slash earth spirit was actually feeling a lot of emotional stuff, and maybe people came into their lives to dump on them, in a sense. I don't want to use the word dump, but you know what that is about. So people would come into your lives and unload onto you all of their emotional stuff. And normally what that would do is get you off of center, which is what the dark side does, because the dark side does not want you to be centered. So you are actually going through a partial healing yourself, and the dark side brought people into your life to bring in negativity to you to prevent you from being healed. And so this is probably what happened to a lot of you out there. So if you had an emotional week with other people and or yourself, that's what it would be. So the earth spirit now is better. A lot of this energy is released from it. It's not completed yet. But when it does get out of this situation, we'll have to see what else is underneath that. But right now, it is doing much better. Remember, the earth spirit was almost dead. And it was dead because people bring in these dark side energies here. Each time you go to church and pray, you're bringing in these dark side energies to the planet. And it has an effect. And the earth spirit has to regain its spiritual consciousness. So it's trying to get the heck out of its blueprint. But as people bring in all these energies, they get stuck here. And this is what it has to do first, is save itself. This is why you're listening to this program, because you want to save yourself too. So you have to save your spirit in order to save your body. If you can't save your spirit, you can't save your body whatsoever. So this is why these healings are so important. So this is kind of what happened in the last week. So if you did have a problem with people in your life coming to you, you becoming a focal point. There are people out there who are kind of like a magnet to other people to have them discuss with them their problems. So if you got overloaded this last week, number one, it's probably the people maybe under attack also, or probably more so, they were probably trying to attack you using that emotional negative energy directed at you from the darkness, being used as the ground crew for the darkness to come into your life to get you uncentered so that you would not have this healing that the earth spirit was going through. So that's kind of what's happening now. And that happened, I said, probably, I know Tuesday for sure. It could be Monday. I'm in the moment, so it's kind of hard to go back a few days. But that's what happened, this week. So the earth spirit is, like I said, battling for its life. And because of all the people on the planet doing their rituals and everything else, and also it's very possible that a lot of the earthquakes that we are seeing is because also of the earth spirit getting released from the negativity, the bonds that are holding it in place by the darkness. So now it's able to move a little bit, which could be causing some of the earthquakes happening. And, it's slightly possible that some of the areas that were very, very negative, according to the earth energy on the surface here, are getting also hit with energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I guess it's about time for us to get off. This is really interesting. I'm sure we could go a long time, but we're past our time already. So is there anything you want to say about tomorrow's special healing session before we close out?
Yeah, so we have our wonderful call tomorrow. Starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. It's an 8-hour conference call. Like I said, I'll be in Los Angeles next weekend, Conscious Life Expo, LAX Hilton. And the call tomorrow gets rid of the alien parasites and things and stuff that are inside of you causing you poor health. And if you want to know why you have poor health, that's the reason. You can check out 2 BBS archives if you want to get your feet wet if you're a brand-new listener. One of the dates is 11/30/07. And the other date is 10/10/08. And then if you want to know why you don't heal, that's 8/28 of last year, 09. So those are three very insightful programs. So you may want to listen to those. But the main thing is, if you can get on this 8-hour call tomorrow, by all means do so. You can just go on the website and pay for it. The 8 hours of time goes by very, very quickly because you're in the moment. Just like the BBS program here, we've been on it for an hour, maybe 25 minutes so far, so hour and a half almost. So we'll see you later, everybody. Anything you want to add, Sylvia?
I'll just say blessings, and definitely if you can get on that clearing tomorrow, that's going to make a big difference in your life to move forward, for the ascension and just for generally healing and doing better in life. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and I'll just say blessings and good night, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, see you tomorrow, or if not, we'll see you on Monday at 4 o'clock PST on BBS Radio. So bye, everybody.
Night.
Good night.